Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman says that men always call her beautiful and sexy, but then dump her because she's got two kids and was divorced by 30. Looks like chads say whatever they have to in order to smash and dash. She wonders where all the good men are to take care of her and her kids. They're back in her 20s and she's not going back there again. I bet she only dates guys over 6 feet tall earning six figures and that have no children of their own. That's the holy grail for single moms. Up next, this woman says that women could date incels and never know that they can hide in plain sight. That's impossible, though, because a woman would never sleep with an incel because they're invisible to women. The only incel most women are with are their own husbands. I've heard tons of stories of guys that don't get any action from their wives. An incel is supposed to be somebody who can't have sex. Now it's just turned into an insult for a loser guy. Number three, this armed robber stayed at the crime scene and was arrested because he was eating the victim's fried chicken. Maybe this would be a great form of bait to keep criminals at the scene of the crime, until the authorities finally arrive. Where else in America could you get put away for 20 years for a bucket of chicken? So besides keeping firearms at home to protect yourself, also keep some fried chicken lying around for unwelcome intruders. Looks like this guy will be facing a bucket of felony charges. Moving on, this woman says that banks need to learn a lesson and that she's not paying back her student loans. They need to learn financial responsibility because who lends $50,000 to an 18-year-old with no job? Joke's on her, though, because the loans are guaranteed by the government and she can't get it out of them with bankruptcy. Also, we don't actually have a student loan problem. We have a women's reckless spending problem. She's probably just upset she can't find a simp to pay her loans back. Number five, most European pension schemes have unfunded liabilities, and people there and boomers shouldn't count on living comfortably into retirement. Neither should Gen X, Y, or Z, and Alpha either. Count on getting zero from the government when you get older. I pay 10 grand a year in my government pension, and I don't expect to see any of it. It would be worth over $500,000 if I was allowed to keep it and invest it in the S&P 500. Up next is Wayman's true colors to come out. She says that under a feminist dictatorship, all males would have to go through this as revenge. The revenge is locking men in a box and leaving them to starve, the way this woman was in 1913. As a punishment for adultery. I'm glad this woman's dictatorship will never happen. I'm also glad women are showing their true colors and what they're really after is dominance instead of equality. Number 7, here's what it looks like when you wake up at 6 a.m. with 7 hours of sleep, versus how you look when you wake up at 11 a.m. with only 5 hours of sleep. Why does this happen? Does it have something to do with the lack of sunlight? And you pop to life when it's 11 a.m. and still light out, versus when it's still dark and your body wants you to fall asleep? I have a theory that you pick up on the consciousness of others. If everyone else is miserable waking up and tired at 6 a.m, you pick up on that telepathically. When you wake up at 11 a.m, people are getting their lunch break, and they're happy, and re-energizing. Moving on, this woman was fired for being a darker woman, and a jury agreed and forced the gym that fired her to pay $11.25 million. It's only fair because she was late 47 times to work in 11 months. And that definitely didn't have anything to do with her being let go. In reality, 9 out of 10 jobs would fire you long before you were late that many times. Her name is also Europe. That suspiciously sounds like cultural appropriation to me. Number 9, is it true that when men are in charge of hiring that women are thin, and then when women are in charge of hiring the ladies are plus size? Plus, we probably need to sprinkle in some trans people and a couple of gay males, and then it would be spot on. Throw a few chads in for good measure as well. Also, why do the large women have such big eyes? My grandpappy used to say that if you're gonna hire a woman, she might as well be good looking, because the ugly ones cost just the same. Up next, this woman says that 65% of women cheat, but that 85% of the time it's a man's fault, because he's not giving them enough attention. Probably because he's working to support her so she doesn't leave him because he's broke. So if you don't pay her enough attention, your woman might just accidentally have sex with somebody else. Are we really surprised that they don't take accountability for their bad actions at this point? Are we really surprised that when they bring us emotional pain, they also blame us for it? I'm just so tired of this. Number 11, choose your wife. I'd rather not, because both of them would make my life miserable. Monk mode is the best mode, and 80% of men these days agree. Let women chase the chads and complain when they don't want to commit to them because there aren't enough of them to go around. Obviously, every blue-pilled man is going to pick the woman on the right. If you have any self-respect, then tattoos, triple-digit notch counts, and single mothers should be a deal-breaker for you. Moving on, a YouTuber built a dream cabin by hand in Canada, in the Yukon, and the government sued him for illegally settling on public land. Didn't the killdozer guy try and tear down a whole town for doing something like this to him? But if he just kept his mouth shut and not broadcast his cabin on the internet, then people probably never would have found out. If I ever do something like this illegally, I'm going to build my house underground, or in a cave or a side of the mountain, and use electricity instead of wood to heat it, so people wouldn't see the smoke. Number 13, somebody says that changing the sex ratio so males make up only 10% of the population should be feminism's top priority. 10 male supremacy. It would also end civilization too. But we need to go the opposite way. If women made up 10% of the population and had 12 kids each by 5 or 6 different men, then men could actually build spaceships and get to the stars a hell of a lot faster. Or what if we built artificial wombs? How many women would we need then? Up next is Wayman used the Down syndrome filter so she can sell OF subscriptions. Women are doing anything they can to differentiate themselves in the sexual marketplace. She must be down and out if she's this desperate. Odds are she can handle your special needs. As a chromosome sexual. This is almost as bad as getting a handicap sticker even though there's nothing wrong with you. I'm down if she's down. This should be illegal and maybe we can send Officer Down to arrest her. Number 15, going back to Europe's coming pension collapse, this summarizes the impact of demographics on the continent. And the Euroboomers better get used to poverty in their old age, while Mohammed breaks into their house and takes what little they still have. Their Hail Mary pass has been to import the third world and hope that they integrate well enough to pay taxes. Meanwhile, odds are they're just going to take over and put the boomers that welcome them in out to pasture. Moving on, here's one of the reasons I stay anonymous. This woman poured fuel on her friend and set him on fire after he made a misogynistic comment. This article appears to be apologizing for her saying that she suffered from depression and substance abuse, as if that's still a valid excuse. I'm surprised he didn't try and justify it based on misogyny. If someone did that to me, the courts would no longer matter. She's probably in prison at this point for her own protection from him, of course. Number 17, this woman tells her husband to wake up her son. So he tells him that nature is based on mathematics, probably brought up fractals as well, suggesting that we're most likely living in a simulation. And you know that the way he shook him up, that'll be recorded in the child's brain forever. And I'm pretty sure that rebirth and reincarnation are just you respawning into the simulation so you can live life all over again. Up next, we have Joe Biden sniffing the statue that they put in Times Square. But this isn't very realistic, because she's way too old and looks like the wrong demographic. If you know what I mean. Plus, what's he going to get from sniffing someone that smells like a copper penny? I bet the statue is the safest thing he's sniffed all year. It can't file a complaint. Here's Sleepy Joe Biden with someone the right age and sex. Number 19, a hate-filled man snatches a hijab off a teen's head in New York City and tells her they don't need to be wearing that here. Hello, base department, where is this male? He's a national treasure and needs to be protected at all costs. Meanwhile, they'll arrest him for hate crimes. What else does he do for fun? Does he pull out the chairs from under fat women just as they're about to sit down? Also, how is he hate-filled when he looks so obnoxiously happy? Moving on, here's the difference between having $100 when you're a kid versus having it today. Back then, you could buy anything you wanted, and today you can't even buy groceries. I remember back in 2002 going to Costco and watching a friend fill up a complete grocery cart for only $150. And I thought that was reckless and irresponsible spending. Now I go to Costco and spend $150 for 4 bottles of olive oil and fish for 2.5 weeks. Number 21, 90s kids will remember this movie. Yes, Jurassic Park was a great film, especially the part where they fight on The Rock. I'm kidding. I love The Rock. Even Trump loves it so much that he's bringing it back. With Con Connery in it, I mean Sean Connery, it's almost an official Bond film. The scene you're seeing here is when they try and put some anal beads into a very ungrateful woman. Up next, and speaking of Trump, love him or hate him, he's doing a great job for veterans by building a national center for homeless veterans, with funds that the government used to spend housing illegal aliens in hotels. When you spit on the people that protect your country while giving foreign nationals everything you would have given to the vets, you're an awful human being. I wish Canada would do something like this, but the most they offer old homeless vets is the government ending them using assisted dying services. Number 23, I wish this place created by AI existed in real life. Ancient Greek and Roman architecture is my favorite after the temples of ancient Egypt. Before we ever have a place like this in real life, it's more likely that there'll be a large Statue of Liberty like this. Isn't art really beautiful and breathtaking these days? She looks like she's too big to breathe. Here's some more of the recent stunning and brave statues that are out there. Moving on, who doesn't like the Manson family? All three of them. This looks like it's perfectly symbolic of Hollywood perversity. This makes me wonder if giving a child the mother's first name and the father's last name will ever catch on. The most surprising thing is that Marilyn Manson doesn't look all that different as a child. There I fixed it, and now they've all been babyfied. AI fixes AI. Number 25 and the last one is Christina Applegate. And she looks like she pulled the pin on the fat grenade. To be fair, she got multiple sclerosis, and the meds are probably helping her gain weight. Montel Williams has also had that disease for decades, and he's managed it quite well with diet, medication, and exercise. I've got an autoimmune condition, and it's like living life on ludicrous mode. And I'm not surprised women can't handle that. Most men can barely manage the symptoms too. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.